Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. And when they came to the crowd, a man came up to him, and kneeling before him said, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic, and he suffers terribly. For often he falls into the fire, and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not heal him." And Jesus answered, "O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was healed instantly. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." As they were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were greatly distressed. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma tax went up to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the tax?" He said, "Yes." And when he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take toll or tax? From their sons or from others?" And when he said, "From others," Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are free. However, not to give offense to them, go to the sea and cast a hook and take the first fish that comes up. And when you open its mouth, you will find a shekel. Take that and give it to them for me and for yourself." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Chad Phillip from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Gillette, Arkansas, and St. Luke's Lutheran Church in DeWitt, Arkansas.
"And when they came to the crowd, a man came up to Jesus, and kneeling before him said, 'Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic, and he suffers terribly. For often he falls into the fire, and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not heal him.' And Jesus answered, 'O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him here to me.' And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was healed instantly. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text puts us right in the middle of a helpless, seemingly hopeless situation. A father has brought his demon-possessed son to be healed. The father is helpless to heal his son. There is nothing he can do to cast out this demon. The son is helpless to overcome this torment and physical pain he is enduring as the demon casts him into fires and throws him into the water. As parents, we have experienced this helpless feeling when our children are suffering or they are in pain and we cannot make it stop. We cannot give them the relief they need. The father brings his son to the disciples with great hopefulness that they will heal him, but they are not able to. More disappointment. More helplessness. As we draw near to Reformation Day, Martin Luther's hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," rings in our ears. The old evil foe now means deadly woe. Deep guile and great might are his dread arms in fight. On earth is not his equal. Satan is the very enemy that this child is dealing with. This is the very enemy that the father is trying to help his son overcome, to be healed of. This is the same enemy today who brings doubt into our lives, who tempts us to turn away from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Satan is more powerful than we are. He is more knowledgeable than we are. He knows all the tricks, all the temptations to try and get us to turn away from Jesus Christ. And then Jesus enters the scene. This demon is no match for he who is the Son of God. And with the very words of Christ himself, this demon has to come out of this boy. The demon cannot ignore Jesus' command. And now there is hope. Immediately following this healing, we hear Jesus tell his disciples for the second time that he must go to Jerusalem, be handed over to the authorities, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day. Satan's greatest weapon is death. At the cross, he believes that he has won a great victory, the death of the Son of God. But there on the cross, Jesus sheds his blood for our forgiveness, and 3 days later is raised from the dead to win a victory over sin, death, and Satan. Our Heavenly Father saw our desperate, helpless situation and sent his Son to save us. But the victory is not just for Jesus. It is our victory as well. In Holy Baptism, we are giving this victorious gift. As St. Paul writes in the 6th chapter of Romans, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Satan and death no longer have dominion over us. Satan still tempts us, but as Luther wrote, this world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will. He can harm us none. He's judged, the deed is done. One little word can fell him. Jesus, our hope, our help, our salvation. Amen."
We thank Pastor Chad Phillip from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Gillette, Arkansas, and St. Luke's Lutheran Church in DeWitt, Arkansas, for today's meditation on God's Word.